if you've had recent dental work, don't give a blowjob. That should. This was all advice I found on the internet, BT Dubs. So
I just get it. Like, you just had like a root canal, and the first thing you want to do is blow somebody. Like, I don't think that that's a thing.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, I woke up and just started blowing the dentist.
That checks out.
Yeah. It was weird because he was my uncle. That's not true. Okay.
That was a clip from our live show, our very first live show, Oral, live in Seattle, which is where we are. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Goetz.
And you're not.
And we are the hosts of Gayish, which is a podcast that talks about gay stereotypes.
And straight stereotypes.
And the fact that both of us are gay, neither of us totally fit gay stereotypes.
Right.
Thank you for that contribution. That was solid. Award-winning contributions by Mike Johnson. We talk about a different gay stereotype or straight stereotype each one of our weekly episodes. So we're going to play for you a clip from one of our episodes where we teach and learn and grow and laugh and love and grow again.
And lube.
I want to tell you about what I'm calling the hanky code of the ears.
What?
So I think, have you heard...
Is it like earrings?
Yes. Have okay. you heard this theory? I emphasize the ear in that. Theory.
I thought I was supposed to do the dad jokes.
Yeah, I don't know. keep drinking.
Daddy
jokes. Have you heard about the, like, you know, you have to get an earring in a specific ear to not be gay?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
My dad used to say, well before he knew that I was gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my dad used to say, left is right is wrong.
I never heard that growing up, but I found that when I was looking up information about this. Other things people used to say, or one other thing people used to say is left ear buccaneer, right ear queer.
Who wants to be a buccaneer?
Why are straight people defined as buccaneer? I don't know. But that was another quote I found.
Buccaneer, that's how I buy corn.
Took me a second, but I figured it out. You have stolen back the title of Daddy Joke King. So I think what I realized is, at least in the American version of the hanky code, that's what I'm going to call it, because I don't know if the right ear is the gay, or the right side is the, in the hanky code, right side is bottom.
Yep.
Left side is top.
Yep.
And in the earring, at least in the US, right ear is gay, left ear is straight.
Yeah.
So I think this is...
Although in the 90s, we pierced both ears, which dudes pierced both ears a
yeah,
lot.
And nowadays, like, it's just whatever piercing you want, just fucking do it. So, like, I think this is something, yes, very specific to, like, the early 90s.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this is one of those examples of those subtle ways that, like, you know, saying... left is right is wrong. A straight person may, like, that may never register for them as anything bad, and it's something that everyone or a lot of us heard growing up. But a gay person is hearing, this ear is the gay ear is wrong.
Yep.
And it's just like, just one of those many things that you may think, oh, I never told my son or daughter that gay was good or bad, but, like, they heard these types of things.
Yep. We also like to have guests on Gayish because we're not very smart, and sometimes they are.
And we don't know everything or much. So we need other people to explain to us some of the gay stereotypes that we don't get, some of the straight stereotypes that we don't get. Here are just a few of the people we've had on.
But he is a gay married priest, which I just think is... he was born to be on this show, baby.
I didn't know all those things could be contained within one human person.
But, like, the first time, like, I, like, did drag because that's what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, it was a hot mess.
So, yeah, let's start with okay. Fagstag. Have you heard that term before?
Yeah. Right off the bat, I feel like, that's your word.
Oh.
And I would not say I'm a fag stag, but I would say I'm a fruit fly.
I am a queer cripple. I love talking about sex, being queer, being disabled.
We are here with Mike's mom.
Hello.
Yep.
That sounded more like your dad.
Okay. So we are going to talk to Michael Buss, who is a gun owner, lives in Texas.
A gay gun owner in Texas.
Yep.
Okay.
For me coming out, what was actually decisive in me coming out was finally understanding that there were other Mormons that are gay.
So today, my brothers are going to stop by and you're going to interview them.
I'm
going to
kick you out of the room.
Yeah.
I'm going to chat with them about what it was like with you growing up.
Zipporah Jarman and Michelle Janea. They are the co-owners of a company called Pyramid 7, who makes underwear for periods, not gender. Gay media doesn't always showcase the hard things, the vulnerable things, the difficult experiences we have to go through as gay people. So we like to bring those to light.
So here's a time we were real sad.
Get your tear ducts ready.
If I was to put myself back in my shoes then, knowing what I know now, I would say, this is not the dude that you thought it was going to be. This situation is sketchy. There's a million people here at the airport. Just walk away. The worst case scenario isn't that bad.
Yeah.
That's a hell to the no kind of a situation. I got in the car with him. So I got in this guy's convertible and we drove out of the airport and we drove. I was trying to sort of keep track of where we were, but I very quickly got lost because it was these lots of side streets and I didn't really know where we were going. And then we pull into the parking lot of this public beach and I'm like, oh, well, this is clearly not his house. There's a sign right over there that says the park closes at 10. Yeah, despite the palm trees, I know what a park looks like. Like, this is not his house. And then he pulled his penis out just like that. And kind of grabbed my hand and moved it onto his penis. And then said he wanted me to go down on him. He didn't force me to. But in that instant, my thought was, I have no idea where I am. I only have a few hours to get back to the airport. This guy, I don't know what he's capable of. I don't know what... I instantly realized... Basically, my options were to blow this guy or life was going to be pretty complicated getting where I needed to be and getting home.
Yeah.
So I did. I went down on this guy and it was really horrible. I was like screaming to myself in my head the whole time. Just get through this. Get back to safety. This is really terrible. Hey, Judge, what's the gayest thing about you this week? Can you answer that?
Can you think about the gayest thing you've done? Look at how you're sitting. Is your leg crossed?
That shirt's kind of gay.
Did you have a macchiato earlier? Gay. If you think about it, the stereotypical gay person really doesn't exist. We're all a mixture of what you would stereotypically expect out of a gay person and a straight person.
So every week at the end of the episode, each of us contributes our gayest and straightest moment or thought or feeling of the week. So the gayest thing about me this week is that I joined a Facebook group called Muscle Guys Smiling.
My straightest thing is I haven't had a haircut in so long.
My straightest thing of the week for sure was rolling at a QFC this afternoon with two cases of PBR under my arm. It was like full on frat guy days happening all over again.
My straightest thing is I played football for a year. Being gender neutral in your references to people and things. I was listening to her and I was bending over and I just thought in my head, arch your back.
I have been drinking scotch.
I love TV shows with strong female protagonists. There's a football player named Fletcher Cox.
The gayest thing about me this week is for sure this shirt.
I found rosé that I could have bought at the little store down where I get my alcohol before I come up here.
Mm-hmm.
I picked instead red wine, wearing like shorts and flip-flops.
Apparently he's known as Big Dick Nick, and it's because
BDN. When I specifically explained to you exactly how to pluck your eyebrows,
I didn't hear a single word that she said because I was gawking at these two hot daddies.
Watching Britney Spears' Vegas concert on YouTube.
So bringing the kicker out for a field goal isn't special teams?
I think because I present as straight, that, and I'm tall and, you know, wide-shouldered and everything, that when sometimes I notice when women see me, they, you know, are worried.
There's a little bit of gay and a little bit of straight in me every week.
Thanks so much for your consideration. We really appreciate you listening and taking the time.